Hey everybody, welcome to the WWE Podcast. Thanks for joining me. Today is Friday, May 11th, 2018. Thank you for joining me, and I know that these aren't as consistent as I'd like them to be. To be totally honest with you, I have a baby on the way, and he is scheduled to arrive in the next couple of weeks. So yeah, my life is pretty crazy, hence why I'm doing these literally on the road most times. But thank you again for joining me today. I'd like to address a couple of items, and lots going on. Backlash, Raw, SmackDown. You can follow me on Twitter, by the way, at the WWE Podcast, if you would like to comment on any of my opinions that I so graciously share with all of you on a weekly basis on what is going on. And a lot of it is, to be frank, a lot of them are criticisms of WWE or poking fun at the things that they do. Why is that? Because that tends to get the most reaction out of people. But I do feel the way I feel whenever I do post on Twitter. I'm not one of those people that just puts it out there. I don't agree with what I'm saying. I'm just doing it for attention. I feel passionately about WWE. And one of those items that I tweeted out earlier this week was concerning one of Bobby Lashley and his segment on Raw. And that is going to be the main focus of my quick shot here. Oh, I like that. Maybe I'll rename the show Quick Shot. I don't know. But I used to do a long form of WWE reviews with Raw and SmackDown and all pay-per-views back, you know, when I had more free time to do so. But I'm still committed to do this. I love talking about wrestling. It is one of my passions. And so I don't have the time to get into all of the aspects of Raw and SmackDown and Shinsuke Nakamura and AJ Styles and all the low blows, which I'm really enjoying. I'm loving Shinsuke as a heel. I really, really am. Rumors of Charlotte going out for surgery. There's tons of things going on right now. Roman Reigns, who tends to be a sticking point in every one of my weekly quick shots here. See, it's sticking. It's working. And his ever talking about his heel turn, and one of these days I promise you it will happen. And but I'm going to focus on Bobby Lashley here, because that was a segment on Monday Night Raw that was, I'm thinking that the way it was presented or came off on television was not the way that WWE had hoped it would come off. And if it was by design, I don't believe you, because Bobby Lashley returns 4 weeks ago, comes back, or maybe five now, and he, with you know, a positive reaction from the fans, comes out, kicks ass, leaves, and then week after week after week goes by, and he has nothing to say. WWE is giving him no mic time. It has been, what, 10 years since he was involved in the Umaga versus Bobby Lashley hair versus hair matchup between Donald Trump and Vince McMahon back at WrestleMania 23, I believe. And you have Bobby Lashley come back to a positive reaction and have nothing to say. We don't know why you're here. What drove you to come back? What is your mission? Give us something. So, in that response, in all of those criticisms, WWE has responded. And last Monday night, we got a nice, that's not sarcasm, a very good recap of Bobby Lashley's life and career up to this point. Following him from a child to amateur wrestling to the military to WWE, and very nicely done. It was a nice recap for those fans who don't know who Bobby Lashley is. Oh, and by the way, his MMA career. And it was a nice, credible, well put together package from the production team and WWE. Well done. And then we had a Barbara Walters style sit down interview with Renee Young and Bobby Lashley. And this is where things began to fall apart. Renee Young is asking, who is Bobby Lashley? Bobby Lashley then, instead of telling you who he is, tells you about his three sisters. So, not only do we not know who Bobby Lashley is, oh, and more importantly, why the hell he's here, what he's trying to accomplish, he talks about his three sisters and ends the interview telling them he loves them. I understand, and to some degree, here's the thing. I do understand why WWE did what they did here, but it was one of those deals that sounded better in a boardroom than in execution. And when Bobby Lashley tried to come off as this soft kind of teddy bear he's a homegrown boy that loves his family and he's close with his sisters, and oh my goodness, I was tied to a tree and my sister left me there for hours. Oh, and here's a scar I got from my sister. Is this supposed to be an attempt at relatability? Is this supposed to be an attempt at tugging at our heartstrings? What is this? Why? What was the purpose of that? I would assume that it was to tug at our heartstrings and to make him relatable and a family man. But I don't want to see that from Bobby Lashley. I want to see and hear why he's in WWE. That's what I want to hear. I don't need a Barbara Walters interview. I'm watching WWE. Which means I want to know why you're back in WWE. None of that was addressed. Zero. And now what you've done is proven as a creative team as a whole that you cannot successfully create a 2018 babyface in WWE. The creative team / Vince just doesn't have the finger of the pulse of what fans will cheer. It is an evolution, and it seems to be they're stuck in the past of a 1980s babyface talking about his family, and he's a stand-up guy and loves his sisters and tells cute little campfire stories about his sisters and him having fights or whatever the hell he was talking about. That is not what's going to succeed in 2018, a la the 4-year Roman Reigns experiment. They were trying to give his character depth. Unfortunately, you gave him depth in an area that we don't need. You need to address why you're here. There's no mission statement. What are you here for? The U.S. title, the Intercontinental title, Universal title, just to kick ass, just to come back, just to come out there and make sure that he tells his sisters he loves them? What are you here for? WWE has failed and failed miserably, and I don't want to hear that this was by design. It was not. It was not. So what they've done successfully, inadvertently successfully, is turn Bobby Lashley heel. It happened in an instant. Unintentionally, I will bank on it. You can bank on it. That when Bobby Lashley comes out next week, there will be A, little to no reaction. And or B, boos. Not to the level of Roman Reigns, but disinterest. And just booing like, you're not relatable. We don't want to see you come out here and be a cuddly teddy bear, okay? We don't want to see Braun Strowman dressed up in an elf suit like he did on Christmas for all the kids on WWE.com. You guys want to watch kid shows? There's Nick Jr., okay? There's Nick Jr. WWE is not a child's show. So when WWE does this, this is a perfect example of them not being able to successfully construct and manifest a 2018 babyface in WWE. So I just wanted to give you guys my thoughts on that. I know it's only about a 10-minute show here, but I really felt strongly out of the entire week. That is what I felt most strongly about. I know that backlash happened and it was very poorly received. Fans ended up, I guess, walking out. Roman Reigns and Samoa Joe had a very substandard match. There's lots, so many things I could go into. I'm going to try to get back to, and I keep saying a more regular schedule. So, guys, thank you for joining me. I just wanted to give you my thoughts on what was the most passionate piece of the week. And again, follow me on Twitter @ the WWE Podcast. Thanks for joining me, and I'll talk to you next time.